Hello, and thank you for calling the Media Collective's free-form question and comment line, 312-DRY-TOFU. This week's prompt is pity. Please tell us a story about pity from your life. Like the time you were walking to work and you saw someone and they just drew all the pity out of you. Or what's the most pitiful excuse you ever gave for not attending someone's birthday party? Or maybe what do you believe people should pity most about you? Please tell us about this and anything else, and we'll post the audio on the Media Collective's website. That's themediacollective.org.
A pitiful! A pitiful who don't know how to slap their jello!
Pity. I really don't have nothing for this one. I guess you can wallow in self-pity. It's not a good thing, maybe for about 5 minutes, then you need to move on. You can have a pity party. That's where you ask others, or you invite them to join you in your pity. I do know somebody who belonged to a group called the Pity Party. But let's see. Yeah, pity. I don't know. I try not to pity people too much, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Most people don't want your pity. So, yeah, that's all I got. That was kind of a rough one for me. I don't know. Does that make me cold? All right, bye.
Yes, pity. I often feel it for all the people around me that don't seem to muster up the courage or the gusto, the motivation to do things that would improve their life. I've seen it day in and day out, and there are a lot of lazies out there. So I pity them for not being able to push themselves more. You know, get up early. Beat the sun before it beats down on the sidewalk. You know, hit that pavement because you're unemployed. You know, take mass transportation instead of carting around just a solo individual in just a large, large SUV. Unless you can afford it. I don't want to hear you complaining about gas prices and you travel too much by yourself. Carpooling is an easy way to make money if you're unemployed. Just make sure you file the appropriate paperwork in your area to be a commercial driver. Thank you as always, Dry Tofu. Have a great day.
I think the most pitiful thing anybody's ever said as an excuse is they're too busy to call back, return your phone call. I mean, what's it take? 2 minutes out of your day? Probably take more time taking a shit than that.
Ah, yes. Pity. Oh, I pity myself. I've been a fool for too long. You know, I'm never living up to this New Year's resolution thing I've been talking about. I'm supposed to be reading more, but I just can't do it. Staring at a page for, you know, 5 minutes before I can turn it. It's much easier to just turn on the television and just watch what I see. You know, I don't have to think when that happens. You know, if they throw in some kind of news bit for the evening news or something, yeah, I might have a thought cross my brain. But for the most part, you know, I'm just living the life that I used to. Yeah, pity me. Pity people that they can't just enjoy, you know, turning on some kind of video, whether it's television, a movie, their favorite YouTube channel, and just you know, zoning out. Just, you know, letting life go by while they absorb themselves into, you know, a cat falling into a toilet because it was trying to be toilet trained, or a domesticated squirrel, or people jumping off roofs, or I saw this one where this guy accidentally rolled over his cat with the snow blower. Yeah, that was pretty bad. Look that one up on YouTube. Whew. Thanks for everything, Dry Tofu.
This has been another installment of Dry Tofu. Please give us a call and share your thoughts at 312-379-8638. That's 312-DRY-TOFU.